Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I'm back in London. Not that you'd know it because I'm surrounded by Kent tractor drivers because it is Kent's turn, presumably, to protest in Westminster today. So that's been quite noisy here. But, yeah, you know, it's just par for the course now, isn't it? Somebody's complaining. But we have seen the departure of two MPs since we last spoke. You know, again, just par for the course. And anyway, let's not go down that route because that's politics. We don't do politics on this podcast. We do creativity. And speaking of creativity, a very creative person is John Barrowman. That is where I left you on Thursday. Went to see him at the Central Theatre with my mum and he was brilliant. He was very naughty, but he was brilliant. It's really interesting because, I mean, I don't know how much you know, but he effectively got cancelled in 2021 for largely rumours, basically made up stuff. And, you know, some of it is, I think I said last week, some of it's hijinks. But now I know a bit more from his lips. It's a lot of made up stuff and it really ruined his life. And, you know, you forget there's a person underneath all of these accusations. And regardless of whether they have or haven't done something, they have human emotions and they are seriously affected. Now, I happen to believe him that this was all made up because I think it was somebody in the BBC or on Doctor Who was accused of something and I think they used it as a deflection. And then that kind of started a snowball and he just seemed to be the butt of every rumour and conversation going on. And lo and behold, he ends up getting cancelled, including by his friend and agent of 25 years who dropped him by email. I just think that's just disgusting. You know, you can't pick up the phone. Anyway, he's written this show that he's taking out on the road, and I think it's fairly new actually, but it was interesting to see he was quite tentative to start with because, I mean, the auditorium, is that the right word? Theatre. The theatre was not full, and I think he was a little tentative as to the reception he was going to get. But it didn't take him long to realise he was among friends and he started to really come out of his shell and that was really nice to see. But it was painful hearing he's written a song about his experience and it was painful to hear that and the fact that he contemplated suicide. Nobody should be put in that position, nobody at all, especially not somebody who is innocent. So I was sitting there thinking, you know, he's done so much for the LGBTQ plus community in that he's an MBE and he's an MBE because he campaigned and lobbied for gay marriage. So, and he educated Westminster on gay marriage. He spoke many times in Parliament and that's why he's an MBE. And I just thought, you know, if the whole community, if the LGBTQ plus community got behind him, he'd be doing all right. So there you are. I'm putting that out there into the universe. You need to support your lad. You really do, because he needs you now. He really does. You could see, because he's ADHD as well. I mean, that doesn't help, you know, with the hijinks. That explains a lot, really. I know quite a few ADHD people. And, you know, they're either up. They're either that personality that's up or down. And mostly they're kind of up, you know. And he's clearly one of those. And you need to get behind your lad. You really do. That's all I'm going to say on that. And it was a good show, so it's worth seeing just from that point of view. We did get a picture of him because in the second half, he came down the aisles. And unfortunately, it was the one day I forgot my phone. I go everywhere with my phone, but I forgot to take my phone with me. And so we're relying on my mum, who's not the swiftest at getting her phone out for a handbag. I'm like, get your phone, because I could tell he was coming. And we've got a couple of pictures of this lady of a certain age, should we say, about two or three rows in front, smacking him on the bum. He was encouraging it, you know. So I'm glad he's getting back on top of things. And fingers crossed he gets there because he deserves it. He did do a question and answer session and I only thought of a really good, I did ask a question, but it didn't get asked and it was rubbish anyway. But I did think of a really good one that I wish I'd asked. I wanted to know if it's true because I heard he went up for the part of Will in Will and Grace. Now, anybody knows that Will is, the character Will is gay, but the actor is actually straight. And my understanding is that John Barrowman went up for the part of Will and he didn't get it because they deemed him too heterosexual, which when I saw him dancing around in his glittery stuff on Thursday, surprised me somewhat. He's very definitely not. And his partner, Scott, was there, and his partner's been, well, he and his partner have been together for 31 years, I think he said. So, you know, that again says to me that he's a good lad. I ask you all again, get behind him because he deserves it. Much love and gratitude.